Thank you, Steve. Two words for you. Jussie Smollett. I don't know what's going on. The story has had so many curves, twists, and turns.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we'll get to the exact bottom of it. Our own Ryan Burrow is here in the studio to discuss this with us. Some interesting developments over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it all kind of got underway Friday. Of course, we had the awful coverage of what was going on in Aurora, and this kind of got mixed in with that. But here's what we know. Friday, they had considered these two men that were picked up when they arrived from O'Hare Airport. They considered them to be potential suspects. They were talking with them because they actually knew that these were the two men that were in that surveillance photo that was taken right across the river there while this attack was happening. So they questioned these men, and during the questioning, law enforcement sources tell us that they told these men, look, we've got you there. We know you were involved in this. We're going to nail you on hate crimes, and we're going to nail you on battery. And then, apparently, during these interrogations, the trajectory of the investigation changed. Law enforcement sources saying that these men told police that they helped stage this attack with Jussie Smollett. They apparently, police have in their possession the receipt from the rope that was purchased in this attack.
At the Crafty Beaver or something?
At the Crafty Beaver on the north side. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, all of this information comes out, and all of a sudden, these two men who were potential suspects are released and are no longer considered potential suspects in the eyes of police. Now, the question is, do you still consider Jussie Smollett to be the victim in this case? And we get the two-word answer, no comment. So that's where we're at right now. Now, Jussie Smollett's attorneys released a statement. They said that as a victim of a hate crime who has cooperated with the police investigation, Jussie Smollett is angered and devastated by recent reports that the perpetrators are individuals he is familiar with. He has now been further victimized by claims attributed to these alleged perpetrators that Jussie played a role in his own attack. Nothing is further of the truth, and anyone claiming otherwise is lying. And it goes on to say that one of these two men was a person who Jussie had hired as a personal trainer as he was getting ready to do a music video shoot. So now you know that there is some kind of, as police said, interaction or relationship between these men and Jussie. Now the question is,
can that be proved, by the way?
Jussie says that one of these men who they talked to was a physical trainer. Now,
why do they believe the brothers over Jussie?
Well,
just throwing that out there.
That is where we're at right now. So what Chicago police said on Saturday night is, we urgently want to talk to Jussie. Mm-hmm. The trajectory of this investigation has changed, and we need to talk to him. And they said, we've let their attorneys know. We've let his attorneys know. We're ready to go. So we're on the phone. I've been emailing back and forth with the spokesperson who's now representing these attorneys. Is there a meeting slated? The Sun-Times says there is one for today. She's not confirming that right now. So that's kind of where we're at right now. They want to get Jussie into a room so they can look at what these two men have said. Remember, they've released them.
Yeah.
Thank you for cooperating. And what he has to say, to see if they can corroborate these two stories and figure out who's telling the truth here. Is it these two men, or is it Jussie?
Can I play devil's advocate with you for just a second?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't these guys, as a interesting line of defense, have made that part of it up and said, hey, if we get pulled in, let's say he hired us. Isn't that a possibility?
That is quite possible. And that's why they want to get him in there to talk about this. And, you know, he has said this whole time that he is a victim.
He's not going to change his story, I don't think,
well,
ever.
I mean, he went on to GMA and he told this story, you know? And I think
because
the thing
he was bothered that no one was believing him. And I feel bad that I didn't believe him, but I didn't believe the story. Just seemed blown out of proportion.
It's you know, and what really gets it is this, you know, the MAGA country. The reference to, you know, the words that were thrown at him, and for these to be two men who are African American, they are of Nigerian descent, American citizens, kind of throws a wrinkle in that. You know, that doesn't really make sense why they would say that in this scenario. And I told you guys before we went on air, you know, we've been trying to keep update on Twitter, and you know, a lot of people have been passing along the information. We're getting a lot of blowback in the media, and don't feel sorry for us, but I want everyone to understand there are three groups of people that are really ticked off right now. There are people who are Make America Great Again supporters, Trump administration supporters, who thinks that, you know, well, why did his name get pulled into all of this?
Why did President Trump's name get pulled in?
Why is that even a factor here? If indeed maybe that's not the case at all. We've got people who are frustrated and angry that there's people aren't believing and the media is not believing the story that this man is telling, a victim is telling. Why aren't people believing it? And then we've got people who are coming out and saying, you guys are giving this too much information. You're not covering it the correct way. I just want all those people to know. I mean, we're trying to get to the answer. We're trying to. There's something not right. It's like if you can't find your keys in your house, you know, and it's like you're looking everywhere for your keys and you can't move on until you find those keys. That's kind of where we're at right now. We want to get the answer, and the answer is not going to make anyone happy, I have a feeling.
Ryan, in a lot of ways, though, you're being led by what police are actually saying on the record.
Exactly.
I mean, this isn't like it's a mystery. The police are coming out and saying this stuff.
And we've got a lot of people, too, who are connecting the dots before they're officially connected, and so we're holding back some things, other things we can't say. It's not that we've got information, but a lot of people have jumped to conclusions that we just can't jump to yet.
But you know what's interesting? From the very beginning, when this story was very first reported, they were stressing alleged attack. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that being the norm. Usually they would say attack.
But they did continue to call him the victim in the case. They called him the victim in the case.
Right.
And then the fact that he went on Good Morning America and stated his case. Remember, he's been quite vocal. It's not like he just disappeared.
He's been very defensive. That's what kind of got my attention was, you know, people weren't believing him, and that's unfortunate. I felt bad for not believing him. Like, if this really happened, I felt terrible. But there was something about how defensive he was, and they're claiming this, and no one's believing me. And he reiterated, because someone has just texted in about the MAGA hat, he clarified that. On the
he
Good
said
Morning America
GMA that there was no MAGA hats. Now, that being said, they said they got a red hat from inside the apartment or the home that they raided, but I don't know if it's a MAGA hat or not.
Can we talk about potential motive for just a second? Let's say you're him, and I'll play the opposite of devil's advocate. I'm angel's advocate at this point.
All right.
So let's say you're him, and you're planning this attack, and you hire these brothers to do this. What would the reason be?
Because he thought he was going to get written off the show is what was bandied about.
Would that guarantee him a longer employment stretch on this TV show? I don't know that it would.
They'd look bad firing him if he was the victim of something like this.
And Fox has denied that he was being written off the show. Rosa Cordero, maybe he was and he just wasn't privy to it, or maybe they weren't ready to reveal that yet. That's possible. And keep in mind, too, over the weekend, when it was revealed at least one of these men was on the show or is on the show, they came out with the two-line no comment, you know, so they don't want to get involved in this. Essentially, they're going to let police talk. So,
but when this came out, though, Fox wouldn't go, yeah, we were going to let him go. I mean, at that point, they had to change their story. So, I just want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we take a break? And people want to talk about this, and there's text. It's Ryan Burrow. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. All right, the plot thickens. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're talking to Ryan Burrow about this whole Jussie Smollett. Is that how you say his name? I should know by now. I never heard of him before this story.
Is this him? This is Jussie? He's got a music career on the
side. He's got a good voice. He's adorable. I just, you know, seems like he's lying.
I can only say what police have told us at this point. You know?
But now I have a question, too. It was revealed that, again, the internet has taken this and just rolled with it, and various people said different things, but it was suggested that he was going to be written off the show, so he did that, and then Chicago police said we at this point don't believe there's any truth to that matter. Didn't that happen?
Yeah, they couldn't confirm that was the case, and we're running into a point now, too, where because this has dragged on for a while, we've got a lot of police sources from various directions, you know, telling us this and that, and so I understand you have to be a little patient. We have to be a little patient, too, as to where our sourcing is from all of this. You know, we've got certain things that are coming directly from the Chicago Police Department, and that qualifies as proper context. But, you know, sometimes people are talking and you know, I don't want to say that there are cops who don't have the right information, but maybe not involved and are, you know.
Right.
We all have to be very, very careful here.
If he's not telling the truth, could he be charged with a crime?
Yes.
He can.
Yes.
With what?
There are felony charges.
He could go to jail. He probably won't.
It is possible that, this has taken a lot of resources. You know, let's face it. Sure. The spokespeople over at CPD are getting a heck of a lot of calls. You know, I mean, I talked to one of the spokespeople over there, and said that TMZ, Harvey Levin, has been calling him.
Oh, I bet.
Every couple hours, every single day, trying to get more information, trying to advance this story as best they can.
Right.
Here's the a great question that was texted to us. Why would you go out in below 30 degrees at 2 a.m. for a subway when he lives at the Lowe's and could have called room service or Uber Eats or DoorDash
and
or whatever?
That is what got us in the media. So, because remember, this was right before that polar vortex night. That was that Tuesday night. The polar vortex really got really bad.
Schools were canceled Wednesday and Thursday, so it was
Wednesday morning, I want to say, that Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. We all know how cold it was out there, and the thought that two people would be hanging out outside in that with bleach and a rope was something that just didn't make a lot of sense, and that's what kind of started this whole thing. Look, we've got people who get mugged here on the streets of Chicago every night. You know, I mean, that's the case. But to have it happen right there at that time, it just seemed strange.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of started this whole progression.
Was his story, remind me, Ryan, was his story that he had just flown into Chicago? He was in Los Angeles or something, and he'd flown in, and it was late at night, and he couldn't find anything to eat. That's
correct.
He first went
over to the Walgreens over there, and it was after midnight, and it was closed. And sure enough, Pam Jones and I, we walked over there to see, it closes at midnight, and it was at like 2 in the morning. So then he went over to the Subway, which is across the street over there, got himself a tuna sandwich and a salad, and started walking back. And that's when he alleges this attack happened.
Okay.
And we know, walking that way, there are cameras everywhere.
Right.
You know, so to not see that attack appear on the camera, if that attack had happened inside that camera's range, I mean, police would have known right away. And think about this too, they got those images of those two men. They knew who those men were before they landed. I mean, they were waiting for them to come back.
That's pretty impressive to me.
That's very impressive. Is it because of all those cameras, all the coverage with the cameras, that made police stress alleged attack from the moment the story
probably
started? Yeah?
Probably. And I think they were still trying to corroborate a bunch of different things that they were being told.
Yeah.
There's enough going on, enough hatred out there between Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters, between black and white and gay and anti-gay, and this just created so much hoopla. I mean, if he is in fact lying, it's just, he's made it just such a terrible time.
And ironically, if he lied to help his career, to say, I'm going to get written off of a show, this will keep me on it, this had the exact opposite effect. It couldn't
have
gone worse for him.
And there's still, we can't write off the fact that he's a victim in all of this. And that someone mugged him down there and used these terms. So, I don't know. I mean, I come at this as like everyone else. We're all frustrated. We want the answers. You know,
and
it's funny.
Will we get the answers?
I don't know. You know, it's funny too, because he's an actor in a television show that, you know, usually wraps up in, what is that, a half hour long television show?
Empire.
It's like, and it's like we're in week three now, and it's like, come on, when are we going to get to the conclusions and the credits?
It is the type of storyline that would be on Empire.
Yeah,
it really is.
Are we involved in a reality show right now? Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Reality doesn't exist anymore.
Can John ask a question real quick? Hey, listener. John has called us. Hey, John.
Hi. Yeah. The police, or the natural thing would be the police request everybody to take lie detector tests. And if they refuse, would they release that information that person refused to take a lie detector test?
You know, that's an interesting question, and that may be coming down the way. Remember, up until this weekend, they considered him the victim. So that's why it was the whole thing. I mean, do you ask a victim for their phone records? That's why it was like, do we need to subpoena this? I mean, at this point, he is considered the victim. So why do we need to, you know, lie detect on the victim himself?
But if I was attacked and the police, and I said, I was on the phone with Bill as this was going on, so I know he didn't do it. If they said, well, can we check your phone to verify that? I'd be like, by all means, I'm trying to solve this crime. I know that there are a lot of people that supported him not turning over his phone because there's private information there. But if somebody attacked me, that would take precedence over any naked pictures I might have.
I do think that
Thank you, John.
It's interesting you said might have.
Ladies. I do think celebrities and athletes are told about these kind of situations. I mean, because the last thing you want is to turn over your phone and all of a sudden all of that information to pop up on TMZ, right?
Right.
You don't want some agent or some, and I'm not saying this is the case, but you don't want that to go into someone sure. else's hands. So the fact that he told police to turn the body cameras off when they were interviewing him in his apartment doesn't sound like it's anything out of the ordinary. Yeah. Like a lot of high profile people, I said, look, if you don't want this to get out, because anyone could FOIA this at some point.
So that's the difference between somebody who's considered high profile and somebody
maybe.
Who isn't.
That could be the case.
Yeah. Someone has texted, and I seem to recall this. The brothers claim the attack was rehearsed in advance. If that is caught on tape somewhere, case closed. But I don't know that was taped.
I can't verify that from police. Anything they've told us, they may have that. I just we don't. That's
how
nothing
physical
they're
projecting was us. This attack? Was it physical at all? Does he have marks?
Well, he went to the hospital. He was checked out. He was in and out. Looked like, according to a photo, he had a mark on his face.
Yeah, a little facial laceration. Yeah,
now his story on Good Morning America is that he was hit and then he hit the person back. Uh-huh. So I don't know if there was anything on his hand. Those two guys, by the way, are very
beefy.
Big, beefy guys.
I yeah. looked at them.
Yeah, they are. I mean, if one of them is a physical trainer, that they're in very yeah. good shape. I don't know what that would mean on any attack. But
I think he would have been more beaten up or something. They're huge.
They are big. Yeah.
So is there any way to gauge when we'll have answers? Is that a day away? Is that days away? Do we know?
Well, it looks like by this afternoon. Here we go. I just got an email. No plans for Jussie Smollett to meet with Chicago police today. Any news reports suggesting otherwise are inaccurate. That was the Sun-Times report. See, we continue to conflict ourselves here. Smollett's attorneys will keep an active dialogue going with Chicago police on his behalf. We have no further comment today.
Is he currently shooting scenes for Empire? Is he still here in town shooting or not? Do we know?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I'm not sure.
I know I was in communication with folks from CineSpace today, and they're closed down for the day today. For the holiday anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Steve.
I feel bad that I didn't believe him. It just seemed like he was very defensive on Good Morning America. There were a lot of holes in the story, but I also didn't want to say I didn't believe him, because then all of a sudden I look bad. Like, am I anti-gay? Am I a racist?
And keep in mind too, he's an actor, right? We're watching this and we want to believe him, but we also know he's an actor. He's paid to show certain emotions, and it's like, are we watching truthfully sad and horrified Jussie, or are we seeing the actor Jussie?
Yeah.
That's the other thing too. It's like, what is it that we're experiencing? It's just like it's driving us nuts. I want people to know it's driving us all nuts, and we all want answers. We're trying to get to answers in this,
And Ryan, we've mentioned this before. There have been cases where people have come forward and alleged attacks of various kinds, only to find out that those things never took place. I'm not saying it's the case here, but it's always a possibility.
Can I ask you something though, guys?
Yeah.
If it turns out that it does come out, if he finally breaks or whatever, and he says, "Yeah, you know what? I fabricated this. I'm sorry." He's off of Empire. There's no way they're going to keep him after this, are they?
It would be such a distraction if that was the case. Yeah.
So boy,
very,
did this
very
thing
tough. That's
backfire.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
If his goal was to not get fired from Empire, and it turns out he's making it up, he'd be poison in the business.
Hollywood's weird, though. Any publicity is good publicity. I don't know.
Sometimes.
Really
I don't
sure.
know about this. He created so much extra hate that's kind of already out there.
If he did.
Thank you for saying that, because I don't know. I'm looking, and everyone's saying, you said the same thing about the Covington Catholic kids. I did, and I admitted I was wrong. I made a judgment, although that kid's still a smirky little jerk. I'm sorry.
There's that. All right.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Aside.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, Steve.
That was my apology, though.
Yeah,
I jumped before I knew what was going on.
Yes.
Hey, if anyone has any tips, pass it along, by the way. If anyone knows anything.
Yes. So true. Ryan, thank you.
Yep.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.